yeah, I received a lot of check. No.
Like
phone.
By phone.
Yeah. They threatened me. Said, if I forget Provesky, something like this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So do you need a continuity?
Is that?
You need somebody to be here at all times, especially between now and the elections.
Yes. Yes, I think it's important. I think it's important.
We'll leave George.
So how are we going to do
that?
I'm starting to operate on more than two cylinders.
Yeah.
We can leave George to protect
you. Yeah. Daniela?
Have you been speaking with Brian about that or anybody?
Yes, I speak with Brian, but now I don't need to make some publicity to say that because they could think I'm afraid about this thing, but and then I can't to identify from probably from the government and somewhere from Lavas. That's why I don't need to make some, you know, to make sure this, but the reality I received threat. Yeah.
And you said you received the threats from whom?
I don't know. It could be from the government.
Yeah.
And then it could be from some guys on Lavalas.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
Why would people in Lavalas threaten?
Hmm?
Why would people in Lavalas threaten?
I think because, well, I don't know. You know, Lavalas party is really split now with people when the election and people don't need, said they need is fair and constitutional election. And some people.
So it would be those who support going into the election?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
So it would be like Ensemble for Solidarité?
Yeah, some kind of. Yeah. But I don't know, but.
You understand, but if it were,
You know, when under the laptop, I know where.
Because you oppose the elections, right?
I oppose it all the time, oppose it. Not oppose it to the election. I need to be clear, as a Democrat, I need to organize, and my country to organize election. But and the Constitution give the date for that, and then how to get the Electoral Council independent. The problem is President Préval choose he don't obey, comply with the Constitution. Article 289 give the way how to appoint, to nominate the member of the CEP. President Préval choose on the way. He build some organization and pick, you know, like we got the Kazakh, it's a collectivity, something like this. They put them together because some party politics said, we need to talk to you because we can't apply the constitution. We need to get some compromise. You don't need that. You choose another way to, you know, to control the situation. It's not correct. And then.
So what you're saying is each of the members of the CEP, he personally chose.
Rather than going through the process.
That includes the other political.
Yeah, and then he asks the organization to give him two, and he will choose one on the two. It's not the constitution, right? The constitution said each organization send a member. That's why if you send two, he can pick someone and make some, you know.
Well, help me to explain to them, because there are different sectors of society that Préval asked for nominations. One was the religious community.
Religious community.
The other one was
Voodoo.
The Voodoo community. Well, they're involved in the religious community. Separate?
No, separate.
Okay, Voodoo community.
Voodoo community, Catholic, Protestant.
Protestants.
The Association of Journalists.
Journalists.
Human rights organization.
Right.
And then, yeah, that's why we have nine organizations.
And travailleurs.
Unions. Yeah, thanks. So the unions.
Which is Jean Belizet.
It was?
Jean Belizet represents the union.
Now?
Yeah.
Not, no, 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 the union, no, no.
Association de Travailleurs?
No, no, no. Belzin, Jacques Belzin.
Oh, excuse me, not Dejan Belzin.
Jacques Belzin, yeah.
Excuse me,
Jacques Belzin. Jacques Belzin, CTR. Jacques Belzin, yeah.
Okay, so there were nine different...
Sectors.
Religious.
A moment, let's pick my constitution, a moment.
Okay, so...
Because Preval
okay, so
teams,
Catholic, Protestant, Voodoo, mm-hmm. and then what else?
Human
rights.
Unions.
I mean,
who else?
According to Article 299, it's 299, yeah.
289?
Yeah, no, 289. Yeah. One by the executive is a non-functionary, one by the executive, one by conference episcopal, one by
conference episcopal conference,
one by the council consultative, one by the court of cassation, Supreme Court. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. One by the Organization of Human Rights.
Qui s'est expliqué conseil consultatif?
It's like some country like France, you got constitutional council. If we got something, some problem, the council consultative can give advice, something like this.
All right, so it's a council, a legal council?
Legal council.
Okay, so it's the legal representative. The courts,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We got one by the council
of the university.
Of the university. Association of Journalists. Yes. One by the
cultural reforms,
Protestant, and one by the National Council National
Cooperatives.
Mm-hmm. We got this. The two is the constitution. And the curbs the constitution and try on their way to choose people. Is the problem. And then he said one, and he asked them two. When he said two to him, he picked one. He
asked each sector to propose two candidates.
It's not the candidate. Yeah.
Each one of the nine sectors. And then he chose from the two that they proposed.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell him to be on the opposite side? Who was the human rights community?
Yeah.
Qui m'ont représenté au communauté
droit de I don't think so the defense of human rights don't have any representative.
In other words, he didn't go by the Constitution.
Yeah.
He said these are the nine sectors that we're identifying today, which
have
the Constitution.
Oh, they're different from the ones.
Yeah. And then now, the political party organized with two big parties, and then it choose one and each. They don't say that in the Constitution.
Political parties.
But no, they don't. Now in this article, we don't have any party leaders of party politics on this. But now he
included in the provisional council.
Yeah.
Are two of the largest parties, political parties, represented the two largest political parties, mm-hmm. are on the council as well, which is completely unconstitutional.
And then when another group, a big party, said we need to sit and find a compromise. Said, I don't have time. You go other ways and pick on the group. On his caprice. I don't mean caprice. Caprice. Yeah. Is on caprice.
This constitution you described, this is the
1987
permanent electoral council, but now it's just a provisional.
Yeah. We're still provisional. That's why they don't need to comply with the constitution.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
They don't
still
need
just
to.
Say it's
because, you know, the constitution have a lot of key. What does it mean?
Keys.
And then you don't want to open the door with the key. It's fine on the way to fine. That's right. Because the constitution said how to get to have the permanent
Election council.
electoral council, and they don't need to apply with this. That's why they don't need to come to.
As long as he calls it provisional.
Right, until, well, as long as it's called provisional, they can make up the rules as they go along,
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
The Provisional Election Council.
Yeah.
Because the Constitution calls for a permanent election.
Permanent election.
Yeah. And no one has ever taken...
Yeah, and then the problem, the Constitution said what time to make to do election. It said for each third, a one-third Senate in November.
One-third of the Senate
term, yeah,
over November.
For the first, second term of the Senate, President Preval made this election without any reason. Too late.
In April. Oh, the last one.
No, not the last one. Mm-hmm. But it take 1 year, probably 6 months, to make the election. Because they don't want it.
Yeah,
so he don't respect the date for the election too. Il n'a jamais respecté la date pour l'élection.
So, monsieur fait un délai 6 mois.
Délai, un an, 6 mois.
Oh,
un an,
it
six
was
mois.
Delayed 1 year, 6 months
oh, yeah.
from
that
the time they were
mandated.
It
was delayed that long. But this new one, he did faster?
He faster. This is faster because he have to be in November, and this past November.
Yeah.
It will be done in February. But the other one, the last one,
yeah,
the last one is... is postponed for November 2007.
Yeah.
He do it in April 2009.
And that election that finally happened in April 2009, that's the election that Levinsky Pierre Antoine was.
Yes. It is. That's why when you push him to respect the constitution, he don't do nothing. He delay to get some, I don't know. And sometimes he go fast. Is we can build democracy in that under the caprice of the president. It's the problem. It's one problem. And then the other problem is clear, really clear. He chose some people who is in touch with him. That's why he have in the last election a 7 seat on 11, something like this. And it's really terrible. The Laborist Party said, ask for porte fermée.
Mm-hmm. Closed doors.
Closed doors. In Port-au-Prince, we have, in the capital, we have more than 2 million. The Senate, in the Senate,